Hello. In today's programme, we're discussing a major figure in mid-20th century British culture, a man who laid the blueprint for public service television in this country, a man who's said to have given the decisive testimony in the Lady Chatterley trial, thereby changing literary censorship forever, and who also, perhaps even more importantly for many people, combined sociology with literature to create the first ever cultural studies department in a British university, the Birmingham Centre of Contemporary Cultural Studies. I'm talking, of course, about Richard Hoggart, the author, among many other books, of The Uses of Literacy. 20 years ago, on the 30th anniversary of the publication of that book, I sat and talked to Hoggart about its importance, its continuing significance. I sat in a studio in BBC Leeds, actually, just a mile down the road from where Hoggart had been brought up, in Hunslet, and I asked him, among other things, about the way in which his once celebrated writing had become somewhat, well, sidelined by the rapid development of cultural studies. Because I must say that at the time it simply didn't seem possible to me that Uses of Literacy would survive the waves of French theory, Derrida and Foucault and Barthes were beginning to break over our academic shores. But last month, Leeds Metropolitan University, well, where else, hosted a major conference called Richard Hoggart, Culture and Critique. And here in the studio with me now, I have three of that conference's keynote speakers. Michael Bailey, who's Senior Lecturer in Media and Cultural Analysis at Leeds Metropolitan University. Rosalind Brunt, Visiting Research Fellow in Media Studies at Sheffield Hallam University. And Jeremy Seabrook, author of The Unprivileged, Globalisation and Local Lives, and The Race for Riches, The Human Cost of Wealth. Michael Bailey, The Uses of Literacy, part ethnography, part biography. Let's start with the biographical aspect. Tell me a little tiny bit about Hoggart's life, where he was born, where he grew up.
Well, he's born in 1918 in Leeds. He's orphaned at a very early age, the age of eight, and he's subsequently raised as an only child by five adult relatives, his grandmother in particular, in a terrace back-to-back in Hunslet, which was once a thriving working-class community just south of the city centre. And it's this experience of being orphaned and being looked after by his extended family that was to profoundly influence Hoggart's attachment to family values. And time again you hear Hoggart singling out the family as a place where, amongst other things, you learn to love not just yourself but others. And I think that's a very interesting sort of theme that runs throughout Hoggart's writing, time and time again. And the other thing, of course, that looms large in Hoggart's life, particularly as a boy growing up in a working class community, is the world of learning and education.
Segment 1. Hello. In today's programme, we're discussing a major figure in mid-20th century British culture, a man who laid the blueprint for public service television in this country, a man who's said to have given the decisive testimony in the Lady Chatterley trial, thereby changing literary censorship forever, and who also, perhaps even more importantly for many people, combined sociology with literature to create the first ever cultural studies department in a British university, the Birmingham Centre of Contemporary Cultural Studies. I'm talking, of course, about Richard Hoggart, the author, among many other books, of The Uses of Literacy. 20 years ago, on the 30th anniversary of the publication of that book, I sat and talked to Hoggart about its importance, its continuing significance.
Segment 2.
I sat in a studio in BBC Leeds, actually, just a mile down the road from where Hoggart had been brought up, in Hunslet, and I asked him, among other things, about the way in which his once celebrated writing had become somewhat, well, sidelined by the rapid development of cultural studies. Because I must say that at the time it simply didn't seem possible to me that Uses of Literacy would survive the waves of French theory, Derrida and Foucault and Barthes were beginning to break over our academic shores. But last month, Leeds Metropolitan University, well, where else, hosted a major conference called Richard Hoggart, Culture and Critique.
Segment 3.
And here in the studio with me now, I have three of that conference's keynote speakers. Michael Bailey, who's Senior Lecturer in Media and Cultural Analysis at Leeds Metropolitan University. Rosalind Brunt, Visiting Research Fellow in Media Studies at Sheffield Hallam University. And Jeremy Seabrook, author of The Unprivileged, Globalisation and Local Lives, and The Race for Riches, The Human Cost of Wealth. Michael Bailey, the use of literacy, part ethnography, part biography. Let's start with the biographical aspect. Tell me a little tiny bit about Hoggart's life, where he was born, where he grew up.
Segment 4.
Well, he's born in 1918 in Leeds. He's orphaned at a very early age, the age of 8, and he's subsequently raised as an only child by 5 adult relatives, his grandmother in particular, in a terrace back-to-back in Hunslet, which was once a thriving working-class community just south of the city centre. And it's this experience of being orphaned and being looked after by his extended family that was to profoundly influence Hoggart's attachment to family values. And time again you hear Hoggart singling out the family as a place where, amongst other things, you learn to love not just yourself but others. And I think that's a very interesting sort of theme that runs throughout Hoggart's writing, time and time again. And the other thing, of course, that looms large in Hoggart's life, particularly as a boy growing up in a working class community, is the world of learning and education.